Okay, this is the last. Hey! You know, folks, one of these days I'm going to figure out how to turn the damn mics down when I'm talking back and forth before the show actually starts.
Hi, I'm Matt from Lug Radio in the UK.
Oh, that is so jolly.
Who is that?
It's CBBC presenter.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm interviewing Blue Trunks.
I was doing my impression.
Anyway, we're Lug Radio.
I was doing my impression of Dan there because, you know,
it looks like
he's jolly when he does his. No, it's Alan who looks like Hack. But Dan's
which is one looks like me?
Alan.
He doesn't look like
Lincoln's got the tall hat, so you remember.
Is his name actually Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Is his surname Lincoln?
No, his surname's Fester.
His name's not Lincoln. Lincoln. His name's Lincoln Abraham.
Link on.
The link on to Linux.
Link, anyway,
link,
again,
link,
we're
Lug
Radio. Yeah, we're Lug Radio over in the UK. That's lugradio.org. Come along to our website.
We're British as well. We drink. We like drinking.
Cave.
On the private table, idiot.
Yar. So anyway, we're going to
Lug Radio
because we've only been given about 30 seconds. So come and listen to Lug Radio. Lugradio.org. I'm sure you'll like. If you like, the Linux link tech link show, I'm sure you'll like Lug Radio.
Hi. I'm Matti from Finland. And I'm listening to the Linux Link Tech Show when I'm not wrestling with polar bears.
Yeah. When I'm not wrestling with polar bears.
Polar bears. Cool.
Interesting piece of trivia today I heard on the radio, guys. What is the only bird that has a... You know, I can't even imagine.
Penguin.
Yeah, it is a penguin, you bastard. It's the only bird that has an organ above their eyes to filter salt water into fresh water. That's what it was. And it was a penguin. I thought that was pretty cool. It was kind of a Linux-y morning commute thing for me, you know? Anyway, hi.
So what radio station do you listen to in the morning?
I listen to, I usually listen to 99.9 The Hawk.
Okay.
With my wife. Yeah. That's what she likes to listen to. I would actually prefer to listen to like some Rammstein or something like that to wake me up. But 99 Hawk.
Wait, you and your wife drive into work together?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought your wife worked nights.
Nope. Oh. She used to a long time ago. Now she
How about that? Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But anyway, hi. This is Link. And then, of course, there's Dan and Alan here, too. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the episode
62
of the Linux Link Tech Show. And I promise, on my honor, to our buddy Matt from the Lug Radio Show, that I will not burp into the microphone today.
When somebody's talking.
Now, if there happens to be a long pause or something like that, I might just do it just for, you know, a conversation piece or something like that.
Alan, what's the model of the laser jet down there? Is that a 4P?
It is.
All right.
That would be it.
What are you trying to break now?
Dan's recompiling a kernel tonight.
It's always something, you know?
I'm trying to...
Yeah, last week he was installing Ubuntu, right?
Yeah. This week I'm setting up my printer on the other machine so I can print from you, bud, too.
And this week he's trying to figure out the menu.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, come on.
You use an apps filter, right?
Yeah, but I keep scrolling past the number I want.
4P?
Yeah.
It should be PostScript, man. 4P does PostScript. That's what the P stands for. So go to your PostScript one and pick all these you're at 4P.
That's what I'm doing, but I keep scrolling past the number it's supposed to be.
Dude.
I think I want 167.
Don't scroll so fast.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, like, this is a public service announcement for all you people that are actually listening to the show and running. I know the show has started off really lame so far today. It'll get better once we figure out what to talk about.
Yeah, we're a little slow tonight.
For those of you who actually use a printer every so often under Linux, I know the temptation is to go out and buy one of those cheap-ass bubble jet things. Don't. Right?
Oh, yes.
Spend a little extra money or go to eBay or a secondhand shop and get yourself a laser printer. The cartridges are a lot more expensive, but they last forever. The print quality is a million times better. The printers themselves last forever. And, you know, they're really easy to install. And they just
you really need all those color prints of everything.
Yeah, well, you can even get, you know, color laser printers if you want. But I don't ever use that stuff.
If I need color, I use my Xerox account at work.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
that's where I use most of my printing anyway.
I haven't ever really run into a situation where I've got to have a color print, you know? And I used to think that, oh, that was the thing. I used to have that stuff. And so I went out, you know, just like everybody else does. I went out and I bought, like, the Lexmark ones and the Epson stuff and the HP bubble jet things. And it's a major ripoff. A major, like, you get the printer right for $20 or something like that. The cartridge, and they give you a cartridge.
The cartridge
that you can
is
print.
$80.
Yeah. the first cartridges that they give you in there, the test cartridges, like, yeah, you can print like half 10
pages,
a page. Yeah, you print half a page of stuff out, and then they run out. And the cartridges are $80. You got to go find them. Or you got to order them from the net and feel like you get ripped off for that or something. And then you know, you'll buy one for $80, stick it in your printer, print out 4 pages, and then you wait a week, and it'll be dried out. You can't use it anymore. No, not doing that anymore.
I just threw out 2 bubble jet ones when I did my move. I threw out a Lexmark that was a piece of crap from the beginning.
Oh yeah.
On it. I threw out a.
Well, you know, Lexmark is really going to hammer themselves because they're being very anti open source ish.
Well, that one, I'm not sure whether I ever got to really run under Linux very well. Totally sure.
You can get...
I only used it like 3 times. It made so much noise.
Yeah, but Lexmark plays himself off as like a open source supporter and because they, you know, they provide Linux drivers.
They provide binary Linux drivers.
Yeah, they provide binary Linux drivers, which is in itself a good thing. But when you start looking at the company... Right, the company is a total rip-off company with their printers. Like they do the same thing with Lexmark. They sell you the printer for $15, cartridges are $80, and like if you're actually another company that wants to make a compatible cartridge with Lexmark, they sue you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, they're going after the people who even do the refillable ones.
Sure, they because they don't want you know they want you to buy the $80 cartridge, and I think that's just you know. That's a bad business practice, you know. I like a little competition, keep the prices down, and
they're
unsuccessful. They're doing the whole SCO thing. Yeah, I know they're unsuccessful, but just the fact that they're trying it, you know, kind of pisses me off.
Well, Lexmark I had was, I mean, every time you booted a computer, it wanted to reset itself. So you heard it like over there, back and forth, through, uh-huh. You know, doing whatever it was doing. It was just a pain in the ass, and it didn't do very good prints, I didn't think. Plus, you had to, like, you know, it was one of these ones that's, like, sort of, like, round-shaped.
Uh-huh.
So you have to load the paper in the back and then catch it when it comes out the front. Because it never landed on that little tab that they give you to stop
just
it on.
Whips out at you.
Yeah. But, you know, you did more than, like, one piece of paper out the front of it, and it all just kept rolling out the front onto the floor.
I really am digging my laser printer, though. I got, I don't know.
Oh, that one that took up your entire trunk?
I've got this laser printer. It's huge. Like, Dan has this little... HP LaserJet 4P sitting next to me. The thing is like the size of maybe two of my laptops stacked on each other, you know? I've got a... it's a HP LaserJet something MP. I can't even remember
what it's a full business one.
It's a full business size one. And this is like, you know, four desktop PCs stacked side by side. Big. Big,
huge. That was funny when you were bringing it home. Your car was like running on the ground
heavy,
on that one,
man.
With all the crap you brought home from that computer show.
And you know what? You power it up, like when it goes through its heat cycle, you know,
the lights dim.
Yeah, it goes through the heat cycle and the lights dim. And it took me a couple days to figure out that when the printer was on, it's only when the printer's on. So that's how you know it's a heat cycle. When the printer's on, like every 10 minutes, you see the lights dim just for a second. You know, just enough to notice. And it took me a long time to figure out that, you know, it was actually the heater on the printer, you know, heating the drum up or whatever. And, but, dude, I love that printer. I love it. It's a network printer. Plug it in and it goes, you know. Prints all my stuff. It was the least difficult installation I have ever done under Linux with a printer. Just because is the first time, or that was the first one I got that was PostScript native.
Yeah. Yeah, so all you gotta do is just tell it what the name of it is and go.
Yeah, it's just a PostScript. You go and print it, pick the generic PostScript file, the PostScript printer setting, and just point it at the damn IP address, and off it goes, you know? And it was beautiful. Like
stops falling in the clown news.
Yeah, 1200 by 1200 resolution, and it, nice and crisp and everything. Oh, it was awesome.
Crispy.
As opposed to, like, you get them cheap dot matrix printers, you get 300 by 300 resolution, and they're splotchy and yucky looking. And if you get the colors to work, like when you print out blue, it prints out purple, you know, that kind of stuff.
I had a DeskJet, DeskJet H540 that you had a black cartridge or a color cartridge, so you get color, but you couldn't get black when you used color. You got brown because it just used all the colors.
Uh-huh.
It actually worked really well. I still have that one. Well, it's taken a licking. It's been around for like, I don't know, 5-6 years running all the time. But
is that HP?
Yeah.
They make good printers, man.
It's make a little more noise than normal lately, but it still works.
They make good printers. And you know what? As much as I hate like the bubble jet ones, my father-in-law got a new printer. It's an HP. I think it was a 5040 or 5040 or something like that. And I think he got it cheap, too, like on eBay for, you know, $20 or something. Like that. Anyway, he got this printer. It's a new HP bubble jet printer. And I looked on linuxprinting.org, looked under there, and it said to use such and such a driver for it. You know, it's another LPRNG driver, because I can't stand cups. Cups sucks, right? So I always use apps filter. Anyway, I went and found this particular driver they were talking about and set it up under there, and everything printed right off. And the best part of the whole install for my father-in-law was, like, I wasn't even at his house. I did it from my house, you know. I just got his IP address and I SSH'd into the root of his box, because I'm the only one with a password.
Which is a good thing.
And I just set the printer up for him and, you know, spit out a couple test pages, and he's happy with it, you know. I just love it. It's awesome. But, you know.
Several people on the...
probably boring people. A lot of people type... Yeah, there we go. My wife says it's a HP 5150. That's where it was. But... Nice printer.
I say several people on the chat seem to like cups, though.
I don't like it. Cups does not play well with some things that I like to do, I guess. And maybe it's just a Slackware thing. Like, Slackware and cups don't get along. Has anybody tried cups on Slackware and actually got it to work?
I'm fighting with that right now. Like, I set up my printer.
Well,
and
why
I
did
go
you
to
do
LPC.
It on cups?
I didn't. I forgot I had cups installed.
Oh, you got to pull cups off of there.
And now I got to get LPRNG back on and swear it's not picking it up.
Do you still? You probably still have LPRNG on.
Well, once you install the cups, it overwrites some RPC.
No. It just overwrites the files. You can copy them back. Look for your.
Yeah, but I just removed it all, so now I got to go and get it.
No, but you should still have your stuff in there. Look for go do which
no,
LPR dot LPRNG.
I removed LPR.
Oh, you removed LPRNG too.
And now I got
you get your Slackware disk?
It's over there, I think.
You should get it right off of there.
Yeah, I should, but I'm...
Yeah, that's... Right, I don't know what the hell the deal is with Slackware and Cups. I've never gotten Cups to work right on Slackware. The only time I ever got Cups to work right was on it was Yellow Dog 201 or 2.1 or something like that. And it worked on there great.
I've got it working on the laptop here, but it's for the laser printer, so that may have something to do with it.
But I did that, and I really never... Your first time I've heard anybody get Cups working on Slackware is right now, Alan's laptop.
Evil.
It is, and I just don't like it, man. I really... You know what it is? It might be that whole, I like the text interface kind of thing. And it's more sane to me. The choices are more sane when you go into AppsFilter and set it up. Because AppsFilter has, it's just a menu config. It's, do your... What are we doing?
Touchy.
I'm going to try Skype stuff. Menu config. You go down 1 through 5. One is pick your printer. 2 is what device is it on. 3 is what paper size. 4 is, that sort of thing. Do you want color or grayscale? And you just go right down through the list, and then finally at the bottom of the list it says test it. Yeah, okay, test it. It prints out. You're good. You do the install, and you're done. With Cups, it always looked like you're looking. The options are all over the place. I don't know. It's hard to explain. A lot of people do like Cups though, and I'm happy for them if they do. Just don't go swinging it around me because I don't like it or something.
You go, man.
Don't swing your Cups.
Yeah. Don't be whooping your Cups around me, gentlemen. And on that note,
gentlemen, genitals.
We have a lot of emails. I would like to address real quick some of the emails that we got this week. First of all, thank you very much to Matt from Lug Radio for having a great go around with us and talking to us about some ideas he had.
Yeah, he's on the last go around we had. Was back in the beginning of the summer, and then the next go round we had was last week.
Yep.
There's too much of a time.
We should communicate more often. But the gist of it is, we all have to. The gist of it is this: the Linux show is going to be no more soon. So we're trying to think of we're trying to think of things to spruce up our shows. And, keep the interest going strong and what kind of things that you guys really like about our show. So if you want to give us some more feedback, that would be awesome. And, we just had some nice conversation going on there about some of the things that that are coming up in our shows and the fact that we really want to do a mutual show kind of thing.
We just have to figure out what time we're going to do.
Yeah, we do some logistics work on it, but... That's definitely going to happen, so keep tuned in for that kind of stuff. Anyway, we also had a message from Lee. Lee from New Zealand. And yes, if you write us, I probably will mention it on the air just so that...
that's the kind of guy you is.
Yeah, just because that's the kind of guy I am, and we want to make sure that everybody knows you're cool. So Lee from New Zealand is cool. Lee says, "Hey guys, love the show, keep it coming, listening at y'all here from Auckland, New Zealand. You are the man, Lee. Although I have broadband, I download the show rather than stream. I can listen and replay at any time. I've actually downloaded all the historical shows. Cool. Been listening from latest to the older ones. You recently mentioned you are interested in hearing from listeners. Yes, we always are.
Send us a promo.
Yep. He says, "Nah, you don't suck." Good. He said, "There you have it. Anybody, if you ever had that question in your mind, according to Lee from Auckland, New Zealand, he says, nah, we don't suck." Thanks, Lee. We appreciate it.
Send us a promo.
Yeah, send us a promo, man. A little voice promo. We love that stuff. Next one, David Toast. I'm going to say Toast. It's probably not Toast, David, and I really apologize if it's not Toast. T-O-S-T-E. Toast, Tost.
Toss.
I feel bad. I'm mispronouncing your name, but we all know who you are. Anyway, he is from Toronto, Canada. He says, "You guys want to know who's listening? Well, I am. Just started about 2 weeks ago via podcasting, listening, located in Toronto, Canada. Thanks, dude. We appreciate that. And again, send us a promo. Since you're in Toronto, I'm betting that maybe you even speak French, so that would be even cooler if you could send it to us in French, you know. Hey, my name is David, and I listen to the Linux Link Tech Show in French. That would be cool. My daughter liked that because she takes French, so send it. Do it.
It's printing.
We got printed.
It helps when you put it online.
Next one. Quick mention to Jeremy. Jeremy at Linux Questions. He says, hi, is the Linux Link Tech Show still in need of another mirror? If so, let me know. Yes. Jeremy,
give me.
We are not going to turn down any mirror sites ever, probably. So definitely let us know. If anybody wants to help contribute by becoming a mirror, you don't even have to mirror all the shows. You know what I mean? Like, if you can mirror the last
25,
the most recent episode, that's even cool. That's not a problem. Just, you know, send us an email and let us know, and we'll be happy to make things rolling and add you to the list. And we have, this is an advertisement kind of thing from Glenn Thomas at alikos.com. Now, Alikos, this is some kind of announcement. Alikos, it says, Alikos is it's a PR announcement, you know. Alikos releases Linux Migration Agent Professional to slash desktop migration costs. Dear sir, Alikos would like to announce a release of Linux Migration Agent Professional slash cost to reduce the hassle of migrating documents, emails, settings from Windows PCs to Linux computers. We hope you'll consider reviewing the Linux Migration Agent Professional for the Linux Link Tech Show, as it is a timely and useful software release for your audience. The gist of this thing is, it's a piece of software that costs
a million bucks.
Available for licensing ranging from $29.95 to $39.95 per user migrated. And what it does is it helps you transfer all your email lists and settings and all that happy crap and, you know, all of your personal information and stuff that you want to keep from a Windows, I guess, XP installation to a Linux installation. Just a piece of software to help you do that. So, you know, if any of you guys want to check this out, I don't use XP, you know, so I'm not going to, but it's a good product, right? If anything that helps you get from Windows to Linux is a good product. Check them out at http://alikos.com/holocaust.com. Alikos.
I don't want to migrate my stuff to the Holocaust. That's terrible. I'm putting this in the I apologize.
alikos.com/linux.html, and I'm going to put them right in the IRC.
I want to test that out. I just read that email today, and I definitely want to test that out.
Well, test it out, and let me know.
Let us know.
But I was wondering, do we have to pay for our evaluation copy?
All right, well, send him back an email and see if he'll give us a free eval copy. If he wants us to email it, maybe he'll give us a copy we can try, and we'll give you a real review on the show, right?
Yes.
And last but definitely not least, Leon Pennington over in the U.K., he says, hi, this is mainly for Dan, who in episode 60 was asking for music programs. You should check out Muse. It does MIDI audio notation, loads of other stuff, and does exactly what you're talking about. Great show, guys. Leon Pennington. Sorry, Leon. Leon, we use Muse all the time. We use Muse to stream the show, as a matter of fact. I didn't know it was a MIDI sequencer thing, though. Did you know that, Dan?
Yes, and I've been meaning to. I had Muse on my workstation before it went straight to hell.
No.
And it's something I haven't gotten a chance to really play on. I have it now on my PowerBook.
We use that to stream.
And I look forward to trying it out.
Yeah, you're hoping that the PowerBook doesn't go to hell now, too, right?
Yep.
It was that program.
But, I definitely look forward to playing around with a Muse. Now, that's not to be confused with the Muse that DYNE.org releases, which is their, which we use to stream the show, which is a mixer, a multi-channel mixer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't confuse that Muse with the Muse sequencer MIDI.
Okay. Well, I was confusing that, so there you go.
Now you're not. And maybe, I can find where MakeDev went to on Ubuntu. You know what? I don't understand.
What are you looking for MakeDev for? What device are you missing?
I need some more pseudo terminal. I can't run my favorite terminal, RxVT, because it doesn't have enough pseudo terminals. Keeps popping back saying, "Not enough pseudo terminal." When I run RxVT,
why are you running? Don't
it says
run
can't
RxVT.
Open pseudo TTY.
But it's his favorite.
RxVT is a giant memory hog. Get a term instead, man.
Well, I doubt if I can run that either.
I bet you can. I bet you can.
I like RxVT. I don't know why. I just like it, man. You know. We'll find out in just a second.
I used to, and then
freaking
I program then I grew
sucks.
Up.
It works.
Then I grew up.
Yeah. Shut up. What the heck's that all about?
What? It's a promo.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Shut up, man.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
In terms of one, you can make all.
Yeah, ATM. You can do transparent and all kinds of. But it's really a small footprint, small memory footprint, and I kind of like it. It's good.
Ooh, file's all messed up.
It is, gentlemen. 28 after. How about we do our little musical interlude? You know,
we'll fire up Skype afterwards.
We haven't really talked about a whole hell of a lot, but yeah, we'll fire up Skype afterwards and see if anybody wants to contribute anything to the show. Because you know Dan's over there. Freaking
Dan's compiling again. So.
No, not yet.
Right.
All right.
It's been a while since he. It's been a while since he compiled.
Even though you know 4 o'clock this afternoon when I responded back to my email, I had nothing to talk about on the show. Dan's still compiling shit.
No.
All right. Listen, guys, we're gonna play a new song that Alan found today. It is
may or may not be any good. I don't know.
It's called Pretty Little Secret. And this group is called The Vitamins. And it's from their album called Fun. And give me just a second. And I'm going to put the link in. And there we go. The link is now up in the IRC chat log. And you can listen to this again.
Things that we find 5 minutes before the show.
Yeah, yeah. Again, this is Pretty Little Secret. From the Vitamins, their album Fun, and we'll catch back up with you in
called love.
4.5 minutes.
Well, I tell.
Yeah. You're gonna revive it, oh yeah, like it's the next best thing. You're gonna keep it close to your heart until the day that you die. You're gonna try, try, try to bring the truth to your life. You're gonna need it. You're gonna believe it. You're gonna be it on the day that you die.
Hey, this is Matthew Bishop for Escape from the World, and you're listening to the Linux Link Tech Show.
That's right, and you know what? Our buddy Matthew Bishop from Escape from the World does listen to our show, and we listen to his because he is definitely the best damn 13-year-old podcaster you will ever hear. And that's what I think.
Hear, hear.
My name is Lincoln Fessenden, and I approve of that message. That's it. I'm running for office next time, too. Damn it. They need to have somebody sane.
Yeah, I agree with the sane part, yeah.
No, what I don't understand.
We need to have someone in office that's not a liar. That's what the problem is.
No, I don't understand.
What?
I've been doing my backups at work every night. Like, I do an incremental backup on all the servers, and then I do a full backup of, like, a handful of servers throughout the week. You know, I stagger it. And then on a weekend, I do a full backup of all the servers. And for some reason, this week, all of a sudden, like, I've been able to get the incremental and a part, you know, a staggered full backup done in a couple hours. And now it's, like, extending out into the next day. And I don't know why. And I'm not seeing any error messages with regards to the network connections or anything. It's like all this.
Well, maybe it's not an error. You know, maybe it's just some slow machines that you're trying to back up.
But it wasn't like that up until this week, up until Monday.
Yeah, but you don't know if someone else is running something on those machines, right?
No, I know someone else isn't running something on those machines because it would be me. It just really doesn't. I don't understand why it's so all of a sudden taking so long. And I got to look into that. And I don't have time.
Because they don't like you.
You know what's cool? I'll tell you what's cool. You know when we were going around with trying to image machines for the CFK boondangle?
Yep.
And we were trying to find a great imaging program and never found one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's really cool about the OS X, if you have an OS X filter, and I'm pretty sure you could do this with other operating systems. I know Novell has what's called their ZenWorks imaging that works off of net booting.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called? Well, anyway, and I'm pretty sure you could do this on Linux, too. But on OS X, you just build an image that you want, and then you build what's called like a net boot image.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the basic files necessary to boot a machine. And you just boot the thing up holding in the N key. And it does a net boot, and it connects to the server, pulls down that basic image to start up the net restore.
Right.
And you just click on the configuration you want, drops it down in like half an hour. You can do like 15 machines in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Can you do that on Linux?
Yeah.
Never set it up.
You can do it with SUSE. You can do it with Red Hat. You can do it, you know.
Can you do it with Windows?
You'd have to use an external.
Net blue
like
screen.
A third-party kind of app, I think, to do it with Windows.
I want to look into that. I thought, you know, that's... I'll tell you what, those little G4 iBooks that we have, they're, like, really light. I mean, compared to the Dell, mm-hmm. the Dell's like a brick.
Mm-hmm.
You carry that sucker around. They're really light, but when you stack, like, 8 of those iBooks together, man, that's a nut buster to carry those from, like, the room to the car. The only downside to the whole NetBoot thing is we only have one OS X server, and that's in high school, and we have all these labs in the elementary and all the other schools, and I got to carry all the stuff. But I have a FireWire drive with OS X server installed, which connects to this PowerBook right
here.
So
you should be able to just...
I should, but now I can't find the FireWire drive. It doesn't do me any good.
You cleaned that well, huh?
Yeah, I did. Well, I don't have it here. I had it at work, and now I don't know. I plugged in the FireWire drive I have, and I'm like trying to boot off of it and trying to boot off of it, and nothing's happening, and boot up and plug it in. There's nothing on the drive. I don't know what
Maybe
happened.
Maybe somebody
to my OS X server.
Deleted it or something. You know?
I don't know. I'm looking out for it, something. And I have a culprit in mind, and he's sitting right over there.
Yeah.
Won't bring back
well,
my
I
jacket.
Could use, you know, I really need it. I need to buy one of those...
I will get your jacket tomorrow and drop it off.
Yeah, I need to buy one of those USB drives too, man, because I'll tell you what, I have got to back up some stuff on my servers at home, and I have literally so much stuff now that I can't anymore do a round-robin backup.
Keep swapping it from machine to machine.
Yeah, well, that's what I usually like. My important files from one machine, I'll put on another machine too, and swap them back and forth. And then, what you know, if one goes down, I always have a copy of the important stuff somewhere else too.
Yeah.
But I can't do that anymore because, you know, I've been burning more of my music collection and sticking it into on the hard drive, and it's exceeded the file space that I have available on any one or two other machines. So it's just not going to happen. What I really need to do is go out and get one of those 120 gig USB drives,
yeah,
and like plug it on the end of my Mac and just
well,
leave
I it
hanging
that,
there.
I bought it at Best Buy, that 250 gig. It was like $130 I paid for it.
Well, you should give it to me for Christmas.
Well,
birthday.
The problem was I had to return it because I didn't have anything that would actually run it.
Rat bastard, you! What do you mean you didn't have anything? You didn't have you didn't plug
my machines are so old that they use the it was using a. Was it extended IDE, I think it was. Anyways, it wouldn't run on my old the old.
Wouldn't run off
e-
your
machines.
Laptop or anything.
No, it was.
Oh, that's right. You're talking to the drive. It wasn't a USB
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
That's what I told you when you took it back. You
yeah, I know.
A USB
I didn't think about that at the time.
Yeah. That would have been the thing right there. But yeah, that's what I need. I need one of them little, you know, just a little USB plug-in. Just so I have her back.
250 gigs would last me at least like a month or so.
Oh yeah. And you know what else would really help if I got my if I got off my butt and started burning my you know, I use my my TV tuner card to record the shows that I miss.
Yeah.
You know? And the whole two shows a week that I actually watch.
what was that? Golden Girls and
yeah, Golden Girls
Daily View.
Something like that, yeah.
Will and Grace.
Golden Girls. Golden Girls in the new episode of Oprah. Anyway, I record the shows that I missed during the week, and I'm not burning. If I burned them off to a CD-ROM afterwards, I would be in good shape for file space.
The problem is you never burn them off.
Yeah, they're sitting there, and they're accumulating, and I'm like, oh, I got, you know, I have like the entire episode of this show or the entire season of this show, and do I really want to delete that? No, because I'd end up buying it on DVD later, right? So why don't I just freaking keep it there and I just never burn it on CD-ROM? And, you know. So it's sucking up my disk space and I need to have some of them USB drives. Please, if you're a company that manufactures USB drives, you need to have me test them for you. Please send them directly to me. Send it to Tech Show, care of Link Fessenden, please.
Well, we have Skype up and running if anybody wants to Skype us.
Do we have Skype going? Isn't anybody logged in, is there?
Matthew's on there.
Matt's on there, but he hasn't called us yet, huh? Dum, 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 dum.
We had someone earlier on the chat line asking about it.
Citadel.
Citadel, okay. Well, Citadel, we're here.
I think he said his computer's cruddy and won't do it. I don't know.
Arrgh. 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 Fill in the space. Arrgh. Fill in the space. I still got to get you my Bash Potter.
Yeah,
logo.
You said you're going to make a logo.
Dude, my workstation was down for a week.
You don't, man, you got a brand new Apple laptop.
I know,
don't
and I just installed Inkscape on it the other day. I was focused on that.
You like some cheese with that wine?
Yeah. That was a boneheaded thing to do. It's like, huh, it's not working right. Well, maybe it's the operating system. It's a pure Windows admin thing to do. Wipe it out and reinstall. That was stupid.
You've gotten used to doing that, right?
Yeah, I was stupid. Only to find out the problem still existed.
Not yeah, really over not. And over and over again, right? Huh. Pull the card, the problem's still there. Pull the memory,
there's
the
mine.
Problem's still there.
I have to send it to you, Link.
Maybe it's Slackware, huh?
Oh, you make one. Oh, cool.
I have to send. I actually have to cut it because it's way too big right now. But
awesome.
You know, I got that. I got that infamous awesome. Phone call yesterday from a friend of a friend who said, "I hear you work on computers.
Oh no,
I got this machine that it just won't. It runs slow and it won't connect to the internet anymore. And Microsoft won't let me download the latest patches."
You say, yeah, I work on them computers. What you got there, Apple II or Commodore 64?
Do you still do work? Yeah. And, you know, it's the same thing all the time. You go get the machine or they drop it off and you say, you know, I'm gonna do the best I can, but if I can't fix, you know, if I can't fix it, I'm going to have to wipe it out. Do you have your restore disk?
See, he's a nice guy because I don't even – that the first thing I tell him – is I need the restore disks or an operating system disk because I'm going to wipe it out. I don't even bother trying
to
fix
this stuff
anymore. I
even agree to back the data for him beforehand.
Not me, man.
I'm a sucker.
You hand that computer to me, oh, I wipe it clean.
And it's the same thing, isn't it? Every time. Where is the restore disk, right?
Hello?
Dude, I'm trying to tell a story here.
Well, the phone was ringing. We had to answer.
The phone's ringing. Hello?
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 Hey!
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Alright, sorry.
Turn down your radio!
Alright.
Turn down your radio!
Okay.
This is Citadel.
Citadel here.
Turn down your radio!
Oh, really?
No.
No, we can't hear you.
All I have is a headset on.
No. Well, we can hear it ringing through your head then.
Your headset. It sounds fine. I'm just kidding.
We're just playing with you, man.
Ah, you bastards. All right.
Now you're getting the idea, yeah. So, hey, man, how are you?
What the hell?
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Okay, now I can't hear you.
Now you can't hear me.
Hello.
Link turned down his microphone.
Can you hear me now?
Alan's
playing with himself.
No, I'm cranking things up over here.
He's cranking. Can you hear us? Here I am yelling into this mic, right? Like it makes any difference.
Yeah, I was talking to the microphone's in the middle of this.
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I think he turned down his radio.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Fine, perfect. Man. Go ahead and talk.
Suck that bandwidth up.
Okay, is it working now?
Yeah.
Hello?
This is so much fun. You know?
Yeah, it's still a work in progress for us here.
You know what? It works really well.
Dude, something is... Are you guys messing with... Oh, my God.
No.
Dude, I feel like I'm tripping on some bad drugs or something here.
Well, that's an interesting line.
Can you hear us at all?
I got like everything cranked up here, so I can't.
I tell you what, we can hear you. Why the hell am I even talking? Because you probably can't hear. But if you are actually hearing us somehow, we can hear you just fine.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you. This is just the first time I've used it.
Oh no, we can hear you just fine. Just go right ahead and talk, man. If you can hear us, you're good.
Fire your guns. For the 21 gun salute. For those about to rock.
Okay. I think what it is I'm having a serious lag issue and you guys aren't picking up what I'm hearing here.
No, we're not supposed to pick up what you're hearing there.
Exactly. Okay, so this is what I'm supposed to read off. I'm Citadel, and I listen to the Linux Link Tech Show.
Right. Yeah!
Link told me to.
That's right.
Because Link told you to.
Yeah. Because Link told you to.
Just like my
Tech Show.
My
wife has one like that.
Audience. That's right. My wife has one like that, too. Where is it? I'll play it. Here it is.
Dude.
My name's Michelle, and I listen to the Linux Link Tech Show because
yeah,
they make
I don't
me.
Know about this.
No, it's good, man. You sound great. Where are you calling from, Citadel?
I'm from Minnesota, and I'm drinking a little gin here now.
From Minnesota. Gin.
Yes, sir.
Gin is horrible stuff, man. Mm. You want whiskey. That'll warm your cockles.
Gin and some Ocean Spray grape juice.
Ocean Spray grape juice.
Grapefruit, yeah.
You got to do the moonshine that Link does over here.
Oh yeah, I drink some good whiskey. That's good stuff for you. That'll warm you right up. But I tell you, I got a buddy of mine that drinks gin too. That stuff is some stinky crap, man. You and him would get along good.
Oh wait, I know what it is. God, I'm an idiot. I had the freaking MP3 stream going at the same time. That's what.
Hey, that'd do it.
You go listen to one at a time.
Yeah, only one at a time. Only one of the.
Dang.
You're running Linux, though, right?
No, dude. I don't got this set up on my laptop because the Slackware on my old ThinkPad just doesn't really work with. I don't know. You got to set up ALSA. What is that? That sound server type deal. And that just doesn't work on my older laptop. So I got this Windows desktop type thing working. This is the first time I've used Skype. I'll definitely get this working on Linux. As soon as I can.
Oh, it works really good on Linux. Well, of course, like you're talking on it now, so.
I just say, every once in a while it gives us a headache here, but.
No. No, it's just that. Do you think I could get this working even though my sound card. What is it? It's like a. I forget what the name of the crystals. What the heck sound module do I load on here?
Under
I don't
your
know if it supports
crystal
like a
on your ThinkPad?
Full duplex. What is it? It's loading the CS4232 module.
Well, let me ask you this, man. Does your ThinkPad have a USB port on it?
Yep.
Does it really?
Yeah, well, it's, what is this? This is a 380XD. I got the thing upgraded, I got this thing upgraded to the max. It's, what is it, a Pentium, let's see, CAT, the proc, CPU info. It's a Pentium 266, and it got like 98 megs of RAM in it, and I got a, what is this, 60 gig hard drive in it. And
sounds like you should run it.
I actually got a
DVD-ROM
in the thing.
Really?
And it's not even fast enough to play DVDs, but I can read DVDs.
Well,
so
see,
that
there's
cool.
That's going to be a problem, because I'm pretty sure I saw on the directions for Skype under Linux that they recommend that you have a 400 megahertz processor.
Right. So.
So that's
but,
that's going to rot under there.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I run all kinds of shit on here I'm not supposed to.
But I'll tell you what. If you wanted to try, here's what I would do. Because I know, you know, some of the Crystal Labs sound cards are not really supported well under ALSA or OSS.
Yeah.
What I would do is this. You can go to your local computer store, like Best Buy or Circuit City or something like that, and there are a whole lot of USB sound cards that are supported really, really well under Linux.
Yeah, but and like you said, I think what I'll run into is the lower CPU won't be able to keep up with the demand for the USB and the sound.
Well, you know, one of the things I had to do when I put Slack on my Sony here was the first time I boot up to get the sound and everything to run.
That was the whole reason I actually bought a USB PVR type device, one of those Hop Edge, I don't know how you say the name, PVR
right.
devices.
Right.
And I wanted to be able to plug it into my laptop, but the dang thing just, I guess it didn't really have very good USB Linux support, and it just, it's kind of a bummer.
Because I know when I did the sound on the Sony here, I had to actually turn off hot plug and then set up the sound and then turn back on hot plug. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. I don't know why, but
yeah.
It's just one of those
reload
weird
the
things.
Module.
Yeah. You start off and you tell it to boot with no hot plug and then run
okay.
ALSA you run the also config, it finds everything that it's supposed to, and then put hot plug back on there.
Well, you know, then
that seemed to work for me. I don't know if that's just a Sony fluke or what.
I've got a couple of old laptops that the sound will not work under ALSA at all, under OSS. So all I did, you know, in that case, you can hit Google and find out what the best course of action is. But like I said, I got a couple that sound won't work on the ALSA. And all I did was
laptops?
Yeah. And all I did was remove the ALSA packages off my Slackware installation. And of course OSS picked it right up then and it worked just fine. But it depends on what laptop you have and what sound card is in it and stuff. But check around. You might be able to get around that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So what are you people drinking over there?
Water.
Coke.
Water. I have to get up at 4
Diet
in the morning.
Cherry
so.
Coke.
Coke. Nothing exotic. Not yet.
Too poor.
Can't work.
Yeah, that's why I'm drinking the gin, because it's the cheapest stuff I can buy, $10 a bottle.
Sounds like that crap I used to drink in college. What is it? Manischewitz.
Manischewitz, man. Mad Dog 2020.
And Thunderbird, yeah, man. You could buy like 4 gallons of that for $5, you know what I mean? And that'd get you through a weekend for sure.
Get you through a night. I don't know about a weekend.
Well, 4 gallons, man. If you can go through 4 gallons of Manischewitz in a night, I don't think you could walk for the rest of the weekend. So it would get you through the weekend.
Yeah, those nights where 240s just isn't enough. You just got to keep going. 240s,
oh, man.
It sounds like a good idea.
Buy it in the big paper bag, not the little ones.
$2.50 for a 40 of Budweiser. Whoa! Sad.
When I was in high school, that was our lunch. We used to go down to this liquor store that used to serve underage kids. You go around the back.
That was what, 1973?
This is 79, actually.
79.
78, 79. On it, but you used to go around back, you get the 40s for lunch, and then go down to McDonald's and get fries. That was lunch.
A 40 for lunch. Good grief, man.
Oh, I don't remember much of high school.
All right, guys.
Probably a good thing. I'll tell you what, man.
When I was in high school, I went on one of those class trips, and I took, it was stupid. I took a shampoo bottle and cleaned it out and filled it with Yukon Jack.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately, I didn't clean it out
as
good
enough. Wasn't clean as good as you thought.
Oh, that was terrible. I couldn't drink, like, whiskey for a few years after that because it just
every time you drink whiskey, bubbles came out of
his nose. Class trip was only a day trip because the previous year they got in so much trouble they banned it. On it, but we went on with suitcases, and we didn't bother even to put it in soap bottles or anything. We just put cases of beer in the suitcases.
Oh, yeah?
And just went in. The teachers, we had like this entire floor up at, I think it was Tanement Lodge, now that I come to think of it, up in the Poconos.
They rolled you right past the red light district, and then they went hourly hotel, right?
But we had like the entire floor, and the teachers were just walking down the hallways going, please close your doors, I don't see anything.
Yeah.
It was great.
You know what I was saying before about the restored disk? You does this happen to you? They have to go through like their entire desk, computer room, house to find these restored disks, and they keep coming back. Like they'll hand you the Windows Starts Here disk. That you know, ever see that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, or
the
like
Word
the Office disk,
yeah,
the Word disk, or the printer driver disk. You know,
I get that from my parents.
Is it? And they have everything but the system restore disk. And it's like,
well, that's because they don't make it easy to find that one. Even when you open up a brand new one, it's close to impossible to find those disks because they put some like the gateways. My parents have a gateway, and there's like 20 disks that come along with that. And you've got to, like, decipher which one is actually the Windows disk.
Uh-huh.
Because that actually has a full Windows a disk for it,
mm-hmm.
rather than just that stupid little restore disk that they normally
but
put on
stuff. But it's not an official holograph, Grams, or whatever it is.
No, it's Gateway's branded version of Windows. But it works on any computer. But
piece of crap.
Not that I really care. But
hey, you know what I didn't hear over the week was I didn't hear anybody give me any information about whether they like that stupid concatenated spam bit I did last week.
I'll do it again.
But I did.
Oh, that was good, man. That was cool.
Yeah,
oh,
I thought people said it on the chat. Yeah, they liked it.
I did another one, so if you guys want to hear it, I'll play it for you now.
Sounds good.
Notice he just ramrods over our conversation to talk about what he wants to talk about.
Not that Citadel's going to be able to hear it until he downloads the show, because you can't hear it while we're doing the thing. But
oh, okay. You can't mix it in with the Skype.
No, I can't mix it into that microphone.
No, you saw our setup here.
Hold the microphone up to your earphone. Just slip it right in there. Between
yeah,
your
and everybody will hear it like 45 times, right?
Over and over again.
Yeah. No, I could do that. Yeah, I'll just plug into my earphone, man. You should be able to hear it. Hang on.
Here
we
go.
The inner workings of my head.
Gone before on the Linux Link Tech Show.
Yes, you've gone into
no,
Link's
not
ear.
Your ass, Link, in the earphone.
Your ass, Link.
Yeah,
and here's today's concatenated spam. Monday, 6th of December, 2004. 3D Linux Check, change your life. Buy first-time U.S. border policies. Grade your favorite link. Did you get the real soulmates, Dan? Wholesale antibiotics, free DirecTV system, and email phishing. Free online Easy Christian and prescription Vicodin. Buy before
Christian
Christmas, ambient sleep, and get your loved ones Christmas happiness. Win a wholesale Rolex. Gift someone you love with garbage email. DVD copying software. It's Papa's very fortunate deal. UPS delivery confirmation. Weekend Viagra. This is interesting. Earn your degree in Italian-crafted medication. New product. Online offer on payments. It's your body. Succeed on eBay. Hide your plate from the lowest price skin serum. 80% off the United States. Dismiss the family news with Xanax. The magic of Chinese volume online. Order muscle spasms. It's your life. Final notification. Lights, camera, Viagra. Win a millionaire doctor. Regis and Kelly collect USA gold card and save huge on codeine. Succeed on medical refinance. Gourmet healthy Judas could not perform like sexual pain relief. Italian Oprah, eat, drink, and be ripped off by restaurants.
Italian Oprah?
It's one of my favorite ones, man. Italian Oprah.
And that is today's concatenated spam.
Italian Oprah, eat, drink, and be ripped off by restaurants.
That was funny.
Did you catch that, Citadel?
That was very good, yes. Well, what program did you use to, like, read the text?
Light.
Do you blame me? I just recorded it in Resound.
Oh, you actually read it yourself?
Yeah, I read it myself.
Oh, so you didn't.
And then I gradually speed up the... Speed it up and... Yeah, that would be me, actually, pretty much.
Fantastic.
This is so...
You have to do it
Leon
in festival,
Escape
yeah.
says, this is so high-tech, it's scary.
Where's that other Matt guy? There's some other Skype guy that's supposed to call in.
Matt Bischoff. He usually calls, and he didn't
it's
call
his curfew.
Time.
He's in bed.
Yeah, he might be.
Oh, man.
He might be in bed.
Oh, that's
know.
Mean.
Hey, you know what? You know
he
what,
was on here.
You know what someone hasn't done yet? Or okay. Maybe they have. This would be great for a podcast. You just, you know, your email, dump the spam folder out.
Right.
To Festival, have it recorded into an MP3 file, uh-huh. And put on.
You just said that.
You did?
Yeah. So we ought to read it off of Festival.
Where was I?
And put it for a podcast.
For a podcast. There you go. It'd be the spammy podcast.
Could you?
That's
know
the
what?
Future.
You know what I was
the
trying
future,
to work
the
on?
Spamcast.
Yeah. You know what I was trying to work
on? To get Festival
work?
Running.
Definitely. You know what I was trying to work on the other day that I can't figure out how to get it to work just right yet? Is I want to take the output from the IRC chat, and I want to dump that out through Festival and play it so we can hear voices on the air.
There's a way of doing that through text.
No, we got to do that. That'll be slicker than snot, man. That way, you know, when you guys type during the on the IRC, we can kind of virtually hear you, and you'd be on the show. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I thought there was already a couple projects that were into that,
doesn't
where the different
Holy
handles
Radio
would have
that?
Different kind of voice Radio sounds to them, so you could kind of distinguish who's talking.
Yeah, well, that's what we really have to do that, because I think that would be a really cool thing to have going on. And, you know, I got the idea kind of from Whole Wheat Radio.
But if you send do that, email, find if we're sitting here use. Talking and you hear, you know, Festival blurting out what's going on in the IRC at the same time, and then someone calls in and Skypes, and we got three different conversations going, and then, you know, one of us starts burping, and then everything's
well,
all
we
off.
Can
well,
always
we have to work out the bugs, you know, yeah. There'll be like some moderation.
We
in
can
the,
always
the
turn
game.
The sound down a little bit if it starts getting a little too confusing, you know. But it might be
Absolutely.
Cool, you know, to have someone be able to to type something in and get their, you know, get their opinion virtually registered on the show via voice.
Don't want anybody else's opinion.
You just shut up. All right.
So what's the actual official last date of the Linux show?
I thought they said the 23rd.
The 23rd.
Is that a Tuesday or whatever?
Not a Wednesday. 24th is
something.
Thursday. No, wait. 23rd is Wednesday. It have to be the 22nd. Unless right, they're
something like that.
They're broadcasting the 23rd at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Daily Time to interfere with our show on a Wednesday. We'll get them.
Yeah.
We don't matter to them. So
no, we don't.
IRC speak.
We really don't matter to them. But you know, we do want to try and improve. Obviously, you know, all of us have really had a tough week this week, and none of us were extremely prepared when we got here today.
This week was brutal.
Not that we really ever are.
I usually put in like at least a half an hour the day of the show trying to organize some notes, and today was nothing. I've been just beat to death with work this week. So, you know, this is the kind of show you get when I
beat to death the people
anything.
I work with.
Yeah. Next week I'm sure we'll be better. But be that as it may, please, people, send us some feedback and let us know what kind of stuff you'd like to hear on the show. You know, because some people really don't mind if we just ramble back and forth like this. It's just, you know, some geeky friends that, you know, talk shop and stuff like that. And I don't have a problem with that either. And some people really get offended and they, you know, they think because the name says the Linux Link that it must be a Linux show. And you have
we
to talk about Linux stuff.
We are predominantly a Linux show.
The show is being produced on Linux, right?
Yes, it is.
Fully, yes.
Yes, it is.
Everything is Linux.
Everything.
Except this Skype call going through from you.
Yeah, except for the Skype call. You're bringing the sound, man. Except for the Windows box that you're on. Yeah, everything's Linux.
No, we're predominantly a Linux show. We just tend to get off topic real easy.
Yeah, we, you know.
And we're cross-architecture,
too. It's kind of like... That's right. We are cross-architecture. We got PPC and, you know, regular x86. And you don't have your Spark box running up here anymore, do you?
Oh, no. I'm taking in an incoming call. Please hold.
All righty. Hey, we're going to get off the air anyway, man. And we wanted to thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling, man.
Oh, okay, there you go. All right, it wasn't for me.
How does that happen?
Okay, you may continue now.
Thanks.
All right. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Wait, what's the weather like in Wisconsin?
No, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
We're not the cheeseheads.
Yeah. Minnesota,
Oh, I got to go to bed.
It's like, it's actually pretty dang warm. It snowed like a half an inch last week, and now it's all melted already. It's like back into the 40s.
Wow. I don't think it's that warm here.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that warm here. We're in Pennsylvania.
Look, the Linux show may die, but we'll keep the weather conversation going.
Yeah, that's right. We could just call up different people in, you know,
what's
around the country.
What's the
weather
like?
The weather was like.
Yes, but our sound's better, though.
Yeah, well, see, that's the problem. We're going to have to bang that microphone around a little bit.
Yeah.
You're going to have to adjust the volume and go up and down. And can you put a static filter on that?
Oh, I can probably find some static to play in the background,
It's not beeping
too.
Either, you know.
You need a static and an echo. And, yeah, we need to get that beep in there.
Beep.
And
beep.
Then it just has to cut them off for a couple minutes randomly.
Well, I'm sure when I turn off Skype, it'll beep at least at me once.
Oh, yeah. We can. I can rig something, you know, random beep thing. Yeah, but, really, I like the way that we've got the Skype phone calls working now, because really, everybody that we've had on here sounds fantastic. And we got Citadel here from, you know, the cheesehead from Wisconsin.
From Minnesota.
No!
He said that he's running Debian, right?
Debian.
Oh, yeah. We're on Slackware.
I know.
He's the Debian guy from Wisconsin.
Okay.
You using Swaret?
Yeah, the way to go.
Get.
I like that.
Or Slapget.
No, I haven't tried any of the other ones. I've just used Swaret.
Swaret is awesome,
like,
man.
Swaret, too.
Well, I actually just found out about that when it came out. I think, what was it, last year or whatever?
Yeah, it's about a year and a half old.
About
that.
I love it, man. It's awesome. It's the only way to go with Slack. Well, I haven't tried Slack.
I'll tell you what, Slack though, man. I'm really liking this Ubuntu, man. This is really sweet. You know what? I think one thing that Linux needs to get.
What's that?
I don't know how you can do this in a secure way, but it needs to be easier to add certain devices. Like if I plug in a USB flash card, to be able as a regular user to access it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it should do that automatically through hot plug, right? As long
but it doesn't mount. You know, it doesn't automatically mount it for you. And you have to go in as root to set all that stuff up. On Slack, where I know you do. And then when I plugged it in under Ubuntu 2, it was the same thing. Now, I know some other distributions auto mount, and I've had a heck of a time with that. Maybe it's gotten better, but the auto mount, I've seen stuff like it'll auto mount and then it'll disappear, and then it'll auto mount and disappear, auto mount and disappear, and keeps flashing back and forth.
Right.
But, now, I set up my scanner today on the new workstation install for Slack 10, and I'm just using a default kernel because I'm not going to compile my kernel on that thing. It's not going to be around that much longer.
And it's only you're not feeling well, are you, Dan?
Yeah, I know. It used to be the first thing I do. But now, the scanner worked perfectly. I just gave my user the rights to the scanner device.
Uh-huh.
And I dread going up to the 2.6 and having to play around with that lib USB again and trying to figure that out because I didn't document what I did.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, and I'm using I'm using GNOME right now on Ubuntu, and I can't figure out how to edit that damn applications menu. What am I missing here? There's nothing there that lets me...
I use, like, XFCE because GNOME is big and bulky and hairy.
See, you don't use the big desktop environments like KDE or GNOME for a while, and you forget how to do all this stuff, and it all changes. Right-click it. Yeah, I do right-click it, and nothing comes up. I got remove from panel, unlock. That's all I have.
See, now this is where we need to have that flight thing, or the festival plug-in, because people on the IRC chat are talking to Dan saying, do this, do that.
And, if I right-click on the panel, it just says add to panel. I don't want to add something to the panel. I want to add something to the menu. I don't know. Maybe I'm a retard.
Oh. Dan's a retard. And!
And on that note.
On that note, we're going to end the show.
we'll go out from the young, tender, and trapped readings from the... Dan's books here.
Oh, you want to read that? That's a classic. Right.
That's a classic.
Classic from the recycling bin.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Where do you buy those books? Do they even sell those kind of books anymore?
I'm sure you have to go to the adult bookstore to buy those books.
I've never seen something like that in an adult bookstore.
Dan is such a... You're such a perv, man.
Boy, come on. You pop open the recycling bin down there, look through the books, you see something like that, you're not going to pick it up and look at it?
Probably not, no. I'd be afraid to get something stuck to you from the pages or something.
That's
the
after-treat, after-read snack.
After-read snack.
It's like a fruit roll-up.
Good grief, man. All right, listen, everybody. Thanks for listening to our episode number 62. Catch us next week for episode 63. I guess.
When we will read from the book.
Which will be followed shortly thereafter by episode 64.
Wow, somebody's calling.
Oh!
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Except for we're done. We're out of here, man.
Who's calling?
Who's calling?
Well, should we try to put him on?
Go ahead.
Who's calling? Who is it?
Hello? It didn't actually stay there too long.
Hello? They're not there.
Ah, there goes my UPS.
And here's UPS binging in the background.
That UPS is a pain in the ass.
Anyway, listen, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. Send us some listener feedback. Send us audio files we can play on the show. We love it. Make sure you Skype us when we're on the show. Anytime, usually between, quarter after 9 and 10 o'clock, we're on the show. Skype us at the Linux Link Tech Show. That's our Skype name. Our email address is techshow@thelinuxlink.net. Thanks for listening this week, and we'll catch you on the next
go-round. Thanks to our official archiver, Pat.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, keep doing a great job.
Absolutely. Good stuff.
Boom, 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 boom.
And I'm Link.
Boom, 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 I'm Alan.
Boom, boom. Dan, I'll see you tomorrow. What is that? X-Dix?
X-Dix? So.
X-Lax. They just call him X-Lax.
X-Lax.
See you tomorrow, Andy.
It's a
fun day at work.
Siddle, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You want to hear?
Blackware rules.
Yeah, that's right. There we Blackware go. Rules. Who's that?
Citadel.
Oh, he's still
Citadel.
On.
Yeah. He's still on.
I didn't know he was. I thought he left
the man.
A long
no,
time
he's,
ago.
He's sticking around with us, man.
You want to hear one more thing? A really funky thing that goes on. What's in that? Work. This is really odd. We got people who run this program called Accelerated Reader, and they go to print out their results. Only it doesn't go to the printer that it's supposed to go to. Sometimes it gets shunted to another printer and prints out ream after ream of gobbledygook. You know, because when you print using one driver to the wrong printer, it screws everything up.
Right.
Can't figure out how it's doing it, why it's doing it. How does it go to print to here and end up all the way over there? Go figure, man.
Windows.
It's Windows.
Makes me want to cry.
Got to be Windows. Windows does dumb stuff like that. All right, guys. This is it. We're out of here. Thanks again to... Thanks again to Citadel for hanging out with us and, you know...
For being our guest this week.
Being our guest. All right.
Thanks. Later,
thank you,
guys.
Citadel.
Thanks for letting us call you a Wisconsin cheesehead, even though that we know that's not where you're calling from. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
You Linux Link Tech Show.
Linux Link Tech Show.
Linux Link Tech Show.